The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Puts it across the timeline, left wing to Aarons. Gets it into the corner to Dowell. Dowell not looking to shoot, gets it inside Zwiener. Zwiener spins towards the paint, one-hand jumper up and in.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs battle the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Going to the left side, trying to go back door. They get it inside. The shot is up. The shot is good, and Janacek will also be fouled.
Pleasanton will try to bounce back from last night's game at Overton, while Wilcox Hildreth is back on the court for the first time in over a week. It's the Falcons and Bulldogs coming up next. But first to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits Randy Bushcar live from Pleasanton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Pleasanton High School as the Bulldogs playing host to Wilcox Hildreth in a doubleheader. Earlier today, the Lady Falcons come from behind win against Pleasanton, a final of 35-44 as Wilcox Hildreth wins it by 9 in a game that featured 72 free throw attempts, about 55 turnovers between the two teams, and something like 38 fouls. So it was more than 38 fouls. It was not one for the ages. However, it was a hard-fought game, a competitive game, and Wilcox Hildreth wins it by a final of 44-35. Now, as we turn our attention to the boys' side, injuries, probably the biggest story of the game for both of these two teams. For Wilcox Hildreth, they're going to be without the services of Ivan Damodog, as he's having some heart issues, and for safety reasons, and obviously you don't push issues like that. Ivan will not be playing here tonight, and he is a pretty good sophomore point guard for the Falcons. He will not play tonight, and after a sore ankle yesterday, Clay Weber will not be playing tonight for Pleasanton. Maybe after the Christmas break, he'll be able to play, but Weber will not be able to play tonight, so Caleb Echol, a freshman, will make the start tonight for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. So a little bit of injury issues for both of these two teams. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you the starters and wrap up our pregame show for both Pleasanton and Wilcox Hildreth. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll give you the starters right after this one-minute timeout.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Welcome back here to Pleasanton. Let's give you our starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for the Falcons. Their starting lineup looks like this. Michael Nelson is a 5'11 senior. Clay Blank, 5'11, also a senior. Dalton Penny, 5'11 and a sophomore. Blaine Grothuls is a senior at 5'10. And Shane Farley, 6'2 junior, making the start tonight for Wilcox Hildreth. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, their starters are Cale Miller, a 5'8 sophomore. Caleb Echo, 5'7", and a freshman. Dalton Hand, 5'11", senior. Brendan Axman, 5'6", and a sophomore. And John Colsheen, a 6'2", junior, making the start for Brandon Cavan's Bulldogs. But John Klosterman actually doing the head coaching tonight because Cavan is a little bit ill. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. His opening tip is underway. A couple of shots up in underneath, and scoring right away is Shane Farley. Farley with the first 2 points of the ball game here for Wilcox Hildreth right out of the chute. So Pleasanton, their first possession of the ball game. Sending up shop is Brendan Axman. Axman on the dribble will give it off on the left side here for Echo. Echo gives the top of the circle for Hand. Hand was open momentarily, but gave up the three to work it back around the perimeter and try to find a better shot. And Miller has it. He'll give it off on the left side for Echo. Echo facing a little bit of man-to-man here. Gives the top of the circle for Hand. Hand will pivot a little bit. Kick right wing for Miller. Miller works it back around the perimeter. And now on the right wing is Dalton Hand. Hand on the right side back to Miller. Enters it inside for the big man Colsheen. Colsheen turnaround jumper no good. Rebounded by Farley. And Farley will just give the ball off on the left side. Entry pass down low and Wilcox Hildreth missed the mark. Long pass there by Malcolm Nelson. He was trying to get it down in the corner over there for Farley, but Farley actually couldn't get there because he was pinned in by the defense. So after the turnover, Axman will bring it to near midcourt. Passes tip, but Miller comes up with it here for the Bulldogs. Miller will give it top of the circle here for Axman. Axman dribbles into the corner, now kicks back out for Miller. Right now the Falcons going man-to-man here. And setting up the offense here is going to be Axman. Axman on the left side for Echo. Top of the circle here for Dalton Hand. And Hand will give up on the right wing here for Brandon Axman. Back out for Miller. Miller, entry pass in the lane. Strong power dribble by Colsheen. And Colsheen will take it high off glass for the first 2 points of the night here for Pleasanton. Quickly, Nelson in the offensive zone here for Wilcox Hildreth. Trying to score in transition. Bulldogs are back, so they'll set up a half-court offense. Now he'll penetrate, fly in the lane, shot no good. Gets his own rebound, takes it off glass. That one will not fall, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by one of the Bulldogs. So Wilcox Hildreth will inbound underneath their own basket. We're tied at two. We played right at 2 minutes of the basketball game. Tossing it in here is going to be Groothuels, and they get it in the lane here to him. He'll try a little fadeaway. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Dalton Hand. Hand will get it off for Axman. Axman dribbles down to the corner behind the three-point arc, and he'll throw it now top of the key for Echols. Echols has it, and he'll just hand the ball off here for Axman. Axman in the lane, had the ball knocked, got the ball back, and now he tries a reverse layup. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's off the hands of Farley for Wilcox Hildreth, so Pleasanton will maintain possession. Shot was blocked, but onto the ground, and so he actually released it, so that wasn't a travel moments ago. The inbounds here for Miller, and it's stolen away. Groothuels comes up with the steal, and now the dish right side for Nelson. Nelson gives it back out for Blank. Blank in the lane here. Shot up, no good, and we got a push on the rebound. The push is going to be on Caleb Echo. And so the freshman whistle for his first foul of the night. 5:20 to go in quarter number one. We're tied at two. Inbounding to Nelson, Wilcox Hildreth. Nelson will drive, and Nelson is fouled on his way to the rack. And we'll see who it's on. It's before the shot. He was wanting to shoot, but he was fouled before he had the opportunity by Brandon Axman, and that's going to be his first. Inbounded here for Nelson, for Wilcox Hildreth. He'll step up on the baseline, and he'll hit the shot. And he also was hit on the arm, so he'll try to finish a three-point play. And so they count the basket, and the foul on Echo is going to be his second. So the freshman picks up a couple of quick fouls here. The free throw by Nelson's good. Three-point play makes for a three-point lead here for Wilcox Hildreth at 5-2. Axman picks up his dribble near midcourt, passes it across the timeline, getting it to Echo. Back out to Axman. Axman had a screen there. Didn't want to try that long three-pointer, so he'll give it off for Miller. Miller on that right wing. A little ball fake. He'll kick the ball back out here for Dalton Hand. And Hand will set up the offense by giving it to Axman. Right wing for Miller. They enter it in for Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen's now going to drive the lane. Shot no good. Comes up with his own rebound. Has his shot blocked on the inside. As a nice little block there by Farley. Long pass up ahead. Off glass. Bucket's good for Clay Bank. So Bank banks it in. And it is a five-point lead for Wilcox Elders. 7-2. Right wing Miller. Enters it inside for Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen's going to back in. Now kick out for Miller. And back around the perimeter we go. Axman's got his hands on it. And he's picked up there defensively by Nelson. Entry pass inside for Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen tries it off glass. And he is hit on the arm. As Lake Farley is going to be whistled for his first personal foul. So a couple of shots coming up here for John Cole Sheen. And Cole Sheen moves very well with the basketball. Doesn't try to do anything real fancy on the inside. Just some good power moves. His free throw here is no good. And Cole Sheen, the 6'2 junior, will have one more free throw coming up here. Second free throw is up and good. So we're now at the midway point of quarter number one. It's 7-3. Wilcox Elders with the lead and the basketball. They enter it inside for Blank, and Blank is pushed from behind. Blank made the catch, and that's going to be a push. Whistled on Cale Miller. That'll be his first. So Wilcox Elders will inbound, and they get it in the corner. Quick jumper here by Blank, and Blank hits the long deuce. Just came off a little screen on that inbounds play and hit a about a 17-foot jumper. Kick on the right side, Cole Sheen. He'll penetrate, spin, shoot off glass. It's bouncing around, no good. Nelson with the rebound here for Wilcox Hildreth. He brings in the offensive zone, stops top of the key, finds a cutter, and that's going to be Groholz. And he's got the shot up and in. So Lane Groholz with the shot there. And Axman brings it across the timeline. He gives it for Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen. Back out for Axman. Axman's picked up there defensively by Ty Bennett. And a quick jumper, no good. Rebounded by Groholz. And he'll just work it up ahead here to one of the guards. That's Nelson. Nelson kicks left side. There's Blank. And Blank hits a three-pointer. Blank with 7 points so far in the ballgame. And it's 14-3, Wilcox Elders. And we're going to have a block. Whistle on Blaine Groholz. He was trying to come up there with a little bit of help defense and just didn't quite have his feet set as comfortably as he'd like, and he picks up the foul. Brendan Axman with the dribble is picked up there by Nelson. He'll kick it left side for Echol. The freshman will give it off for Hand here. Hand still has his dribble, almost lost it. That was pretty good defensive there for Groholz, almost making the steal. Blank putting pressure on Echol as Echol has the dribble. And they're just playing a little weave here. The ball staying pretty much between the circles here as the kick right side now for Miller. Miller enters it inside for Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen double-teamed, and he lost the basketball. He was also the last to touch it. But Farley and Groholz is putting pretty good pressure on, and we've got a timeout here. Pleasanton calls a quick 30-second timeout. John Klosterman, the assistant coach, calling the timeout, and we'll take it with him. 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. 14-3. Wilcox Elders with the lead. Timeout Bulldogs. We're back right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton High School. The Bulldogs calling a little timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. 2:25 to go here, quarter number one, 14-3, Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. And Clay Bank, a big reason for that. He's got 7 points here in the first quarter and the only three-pointer of the game for either team. Nelson will get the inbounds for the Falcons, and he'll be picked up by Axman at midcourt. They get up on that left side, pass through the lane, off the leg of Cole Sheen, And that'll be a turnover as Pleasanton comes up with a loose ball. It's Axman who brings in the offensive zone. Axman gives off on the right wing here for Miller. Miller finds a backdoor cutter. That's Hand. And Hand is going to lay it up and in. Nice bounce pass in for Dalton Hand. And that was a pretty good set play here for Pleasanton. Nelson on the bounce. Has it here for Wilcox Hildreth. He'll pass it through the lane and trying to connect with Farley. And that was a nice pass that got through traffic, but it surprised Farley a little bit. And Wilcox Hildreth turned the ball over. Two straight trips they've turned the ball over. They still have a 9-point lead at 14-5. And so Hand will try to make something happen here for Pleasanton. He'll flip the ball back out for Axman. Axman off of a screen. Dribbles to the right. It's picked up there defensively by Nelson. And they'll get it off. Penetrating here is going to be Blaine Eckhout. Eckhout shot no good. Rebounded by Colsheen. Colsheen tries the tip. It won't fall. Farley comes up with it. He'll outlet it for Nelson. Nelson's going to drive all the way down. And Nelson now has 5 points in the game here for Wilcox Hildreth. And now push that lead back out to 11. This equals the largest lead of the game here so far for the Falcons. And a loose ball, and they're going to call it a double dribble. Brandon Axman lost it, got it back, but it was after he had used up his dribble. And so that'll be a turnover here on the Bulldogs. Minute to go here in the first quarter, and so far Wilcox Hildreth has built an 11-point lead. Nelson in the lane, pushed. Yeah, you kind of had to call that one. And Brandon Axman's going to whistle for his second personal foul. A little jump stop there by Michael Nelson in the lane. And to toss it in here is going to be Grotules, and it's going to be intercepted. Miller making a play in that corner for the Bulldogs. And now the pass up ahead here for Colsheen. Colsheen, he lost it. Ball picked up by Ty Bennett, so we swap turnovers. On the run here is going to be Wilcox Hildreth, and a three in transition by Blank. Shot no good. Rebounded by Grotules. He can't get the shot to fall. Rebounded by Colsheen for Pleasanton. So the Bulldogs in the offensive zone. Axman takes it all the way to the baseline. Kicks it back out for Colsheen. As Wilcox Hildreth going man-to-man right now, Axman, he's going to drop back, and he's going to hit a three. He stepped back, fadeaway three for Pleasanton, and the lead's cut down to eight. Quickly in transition, here's Bennett's. He'll kick it out. Nelson in rhythm, shot no good, and rebound taken down by Hand. So Pleasanton has it. 2 seconds left. On the run here is going to be Axman at the buzzer, hits the back of the iron, and no good. So one quarter's in the books. 16-8, Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. We'll be back with quarter number two right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Well, Brandon Command, a little under the weather, not here tonight, but John Klosterman taking command in that Pleasanton huddle, the assistant coach, and he talked to his team about talking as much as anything. As they inbound the basketball here, they communicate, kick it out. Eckhold, he's going to fire a long deuce, and the freshman, Caleb Eckhold, has his first 2 points of the night. Makes it now 16-10. Wilcox Hildreth with a 6-point lead, a tough shot here by Bennett. It's an air ball, but picked up by Clay Blank, and Blank is going to lay it up and in off of that offensive rebound. Right place, right time there for Clay Blank as they answer right back to the Falcons. Left wing penetrating here is Miller. Miller, nice ball fake. He got Bennett out of position just a little bit, and he laid it in with that one hand, and Cale Miller hits a nice shot there. It's a 6-point ball game once again. offensive zone. Here's Nelson flying in the lane. He'll hit the little runner. And he now has 7 in the game. So 9 for Blank, 7 for Nelson. And dribbling up here is going to be Axman. Axman fell down a little bit, but he was able to flip it up. And they reset the offense. They give it back to Axman. He'll kick it left side for Echol. Echol this time doesn't have the opportunity to shoot another long jumper. So they'll kick it back out here for Axman. Gives it left side for Hand. Hand looks over the top of that defense. Hands it back off here for Axman. Axman penetrates. Shot no good. Rebound by Farley. And we're going to have a little reach whistled on Pleasanton. And that'll be Brandon Axman picking up his 3rd personal foul. And so he'll head it down and sit at the end of the bench just a little bit past John Klosterman. And now Klosterman calls him over. And I think he wants to have a little chat with him real quick. Nelson will bring in the offensive zone here. Slowly walking it across the timeline. 6 fouls, by the way, whistled on Pleasanton. So now Wilcox Hildreth is in the bonus, and off of a set play, Clay Blank just hit a 3-pointer top of the key. He caught and released in one motion and swished a 3-pointer top of the key. That's awfully tough to defend. Hand on the dribble, kicks left wing here for Echol. Echol works back around the perimeter, getting it to Hand. A lot of energy out there defensively for Wilcox Hildreth. Miller has it, works it back around the perimeter to Echol. Echol on the dribble, and they're being patient, are the Bulldogs here. They get it off for Miller. The Falcons still trying to come after the ball. Now they enter it inside for Colsheen. Colsheen is going to step up, take it off glass, and that is a strong drive by John Colsheen. Pretty good defense, but that was outstanding patience by Pleasanton, and that move by Colsheen was a thing of beauty. Entry pass on the inside, back and in, ball fake. There's Farley, and Farley with a little extra step, and he's going to be whistled for the travel. 5.5 to go here, 2nd quarter, 23-14. Wilcox Hildreth with a 9-point lead. Pleasanton Bulldogs with the basketball. They kick it out. Penetration here by Miller, and Miller is held as he started his move. A little reach there. Blaine Grotholz with the foul. And they get it off here for Colsheen. Colsheen between the circles. That's not his shot. He's just going to hand it off to one of the biddies out there, and he's going to give it off to Echol. Echol has his pass stolen, and Nelson comes up with a steal and the layup, and a chance for a 3-point play. Maybe a little lackadaisical with the foul there, with the pass, and Caleb Echol had just picked up his 3rd personal foul. So Echol with 3 fouls, Axman with 3 fouls. So a couple of starters already with 3 fouls here for the Bulldogs, and a chance for Nelson to finish off a 3-point play, and he does. He's now 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And he's got 10 points so far in the ballgame. Across the timeline is Echol. Echol will get it for Hand, and Hand has the ball knocked out of his hands by Dalton Penny and out of bounds. Axman going to come back in. Axman comes in for Echol. And both of them have 3 personal fouls. On the dribble here is Axman. Axman gives it between the circles here for Miller. Miller on the right side. Runs into Blank. Makes a nice pass on the inside, but the shot no good. Coming down there with the rebound is going to be Nelson. Nelson gets it up ahead in transition. Penny couldn't get the layup to go in with that left hand. It hung on the rim and then taken out of there by Axman. Axman in the offensive zone, little jump stop. He's going to kick it. They're going to reset the offense with Hand. Hand looking inside for Colsheen. Now he'll kick it out for Axman, who gives it now for Miller. Miller on the left side runs into some help defense put on there by Bennett's, and they'll get it back out here for Colsheen. Colsheen's going to shoot a 3 top of the key. It's no good, and over the back is going to be Blaine Eckhout. And Ty Bennett gets a nice little high five there by Brent Heinrichs. Say, nice job of boxing out in there. It is going to be Bennett's. It goes to the free throw line, and it's going to shoot the front end of a 1-and-1 here. Because that's now 8 team fouls whistled on Pleasanton, and the free throw is good. So not only does he box out, get himself a rebound, he's also at the free throw line and hits front end of a 1-1, missed the second. Farley gets the offensive rebound. Farley shot, no good. The rebound taken out there by Eckhout. And boy, they really collapsed in on him. Nice defense there by Kolsheen. Kolsheen now has it in the lane. He's going to kick it out. Open three, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Nelson. Nelson on the run, gets it up ahead here for Bennett's, and it's going to be a charge. A little bit of guts taking that charge there by Brennan Axman on two fronts, because Bennett was running at him hard, and also Axman has three personal fouls already. So here come the Bulldogs. They pass it. It's a little errant, but saved by Hand into the hand of Eckhout, and then they lost the basketball anyway on an errant pass. So Pleasanton turns it over. Quickly stepping up, Nelson, he's going to try a three in transition and hits the three. Michael Nelson, they just kind of left him alone, and he stepped up on the right wing, drained a three-pointer. Axman in the offensive zone, he's going to try to answer back. It's a little bit short, rebounded by Blank. Blank throws it up ahead, and it's ahead of everybody, and it's going to be a Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. And Brent Heinrichs telling everybody we're going to pick it up about three-quarter court. Going to go man-to-man here. On the dribble is Axman. Axman gives it between the circles to Hand. Back to Axman. Axman dribbles. Tries to flip it in underneath. It's caught by Eckhout. And Eckhout has it blocked and out of bounds by Blank. Nice play there by Blank. 30-14. Wilcox-Hildreth with a 16-point lead. Miller to inbound. And Miller, 5-second count going on, gets it to Axman in the corner. Axman on the dribble, a little D cut in the lane. Now steps out of the lane with that pivot foot. And now Hand has it. Hand in the lane, kicks it back out here for Axman. Again, man to man as they enter it inside for Kolsheen. Kolsheen, tough shot off glass, no good. And the rebound by Farley. Farley snags the bound, and he'll get it up ahead to Nelson, and Nelson carried it. Yep. A little bit of a high dribble and mistimed when he was going to stop. And as a result, they turn it over. Boatholes checking in here for Wilcox-Hildreth. As Dalton Penny will come out. On the bounce, Axman. Axman finds Kolsheen in the lane. He'll penetrate. Now dish out for Miller. Miller kicks out. Open for the jumper is Hand. It's no good. Rebounded by Nelson. And Nelson. We'll get it up ahead here, right side for Blank, and Blank took an extra step with it. As he is trying to catch in rhythm. He needed one more dribble there, and that'll be another turnover here on Wilcox-Hildreth. 2:19 to go, second quarter, 30-14, Wilcox-Hildreth with a 16-point lead. And Axman in the offensive zone. Axman with the dribble, kicks it out. That's Miller on the baseline now, gives it in for Kolsheen. Kolsheen turnaround jumper fading around, and it's up and good. 7 points for Kolsheen here in the first half. He's got 7 of the 16 for the Bulldogs. Driving here is Nelson. Nelson in the lane, a little jump stop, takes it off glass, too strong. Rebounded by Dalton Penny. Penny is able to get the ball back out here for Bennett's. Bennett's is going to reset the offense, and under the direction of head coach Brent Heinrichs, they're going to set up a play here. Grotholz has it on the right side. They're looking inside for Nelson. They're going to leave him alone, so Grotholz tries the three. It's no good. And the rebound is tipped into the hand of Dalton Hand. And he'll bring the ball back out here for Axman. Axman splits the defense. Just a real quick step there. He noticed it about 20 feet away that he had a lane. And Axman lays it up and in. Off the screen, stepping up into a three is going to be Nelson. It's no good. And we got a foul. As good rebounding position for Axman. They went over Axman's back, and that's going to be a foul here on Wilcox-Hildreth. Blank checking into the game. Second foul of the game here by Ty Bennett's for Wilcox-Hildreth. That's only 5 as a team on the Falcons. So Axman in the offensive zone, going to kick it back out here for Kolsheen. He'll give it back to Axman. Axman on that right side, back inside for Kolsheen. Kolsheen has used up his dribble, but he's going to lean up, take it off glass, and good. Boy, he used his body very well on that position. as he backed into him and then was able to kind of spin around, lean into the defender, and then hit a one-handed shot there. Nelson has it, gives it between the circles here for Blank. Blank on the bounce with 41 seconds left is going to fire a three, a little bit too strong, and Axman is able to tip the ball to Blake Eckout, and Blake comes up with a rebound. They'll get it on the right side here for Miller. Cale Miller watches everybody cycle through. Now he's going to run through the lane himself, and he'll get it out here for Hand. Hand's jumper is a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound, and the bucket is good for Eckhout. So Eckhout with an offensive rebound and a bucket makes it an 8-point ball game. 10 seconds left. They give it off here left side for Bennett. Bennett's on the dribble, picked up by Axman. And he'll kick it off here on the left side. Nelson's got it. Nelson off of the screen. He's going to shoot a three and hit the three at the buzzer. A nice screen set there by Ty Bennett. Nelson used it to perfection, drained the three at the buzzer, and Wilcox Hildreth will head to the locker room leading this 33-22 at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up right after this timeout.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all of the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back here to Pleasanton High School at halftime. Wilcox Hildreth leads Pleasanton in boys basketball, by a final. Let me start this over again. Welcome back here to Pleasanton High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game where Wilcox Hildreth leads Pleasanton at intermission 33-22. And if you missed it earlier today, Pleasanton had the halftime lead in the girls' game, but Wilcox Hildreth came from behind and they won that one 44-35. Let's check the numbers here for the boys game, and leading the way for the Falcons, 16 points in the first half here for Michael Nelson. Nelson with 16 points and 4 rebounds. Clay Blank, also a very solid effort here offensively in the first half. He's got 12 points at intermission to go with a couple of rebounds. And Shane Farley has 2 points and 4 rebounds. Blaine Grotholz has 2 points at intermission and 1 for Ty Bennett's. Total all that up, Wilcox Hildreth with 33. They led after one quarter 16-8. They now lead at intermission 33-22. Very balanced scoring here for the Bulldogs. John Colsheen is leading the way. I have him with 3 rebounds and 9 points here in the first half. Brandon Axman with 5 points. Also 2 points for Dalton Hand, 2 for Caleb Eckel, 2 for Blaine Eckout, and 2 for Cale Miller. Once again, our halftime score, 33-22, Wilcox Hildreth with the lead over Pleasanton. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with our halftime report. Hopefully we'll be able to talk with Coach Maracek from Wilcox Hildreth as we'll try to get a hold of Dave and talk about the girls' basketball game. We'll do that as we continue our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton High School at halftime. It's Wilcox Hildreth leading the boys, game 33-22, and earlier tonight, it was Wilcox Hildreth getting a road win, winning it 44-35 over Pleasanton. Kind enough to talk to us about it is Wilcox Hildreth head coach Dave Moracek. And, Coach, we were kind of talking before the game. There was a lot of free throws, a lot of whistles in that game. Probably not the cleanest game that you've played all year, but it's always nice to pick up that road win.
Yeah, anytime we can get a win at Hildreth-Wilcox, we'll take it because last year we were 0-18 and this year we're 3-2 now, and the girls are just starting to learn how to win, and it's just fun to see their enthusiasm and their joy in the locker room compared to last year. Because last year, you know, not winning a game, it took a toll on these girls. And we have two seniors, and the most of our girls are freshmen and sophomores, and they're just really starting to play some decent basketball and learning how to win and on the basketball court.
Well, I don't think there was any question that there was a lot of energy that you guys played with out there.
Yeah, that's kind of been our motto, to come out there. We got some good freshmen and sophomores, like I said, that come off the bench and just gave us a lot of energy when they come into the ball game. And it helps our seniors and juniors to see the energy come in. And they say, you know, knowing that they have subs that can come in and spell them anytime during the game. And it's fun to watch the young kids come in and play well.
And Rachel, a very solid performance tonight. I had her with a double-double, 11 points, 11 rebounds. And, you know, that's a solid effort. That's a nice core to kind of build around.
Yes, and Rachel's done a great job for us all year. She always draws the toughest defense assignment. And tonight, seriously, I think she almost had a triple-double because she's our out-of-bounds player, and we scored on about probably 10 out-of-bounds plays tonight, too, and she threw them in each time, and that's what kept us in the game was our free throws out-of-bounds until we got our offense going.
And you guys were 20 of 36 from the free throw line. You know, the number that jumps out is the 36 part of that, but still shooting over 50% from the free throw line. When you get the opportunity to get those points, very important that you get them, and you guys were able to do that tonight.
Yes, like I told the girls, you know, we have to adjust ourselves for the different types of referees. You know, we're not going to have the same sort of referees. Like when we're down in our area down there, we get a lot of referees from Kearney and the Hastings area, and they kind of let it go quite a bit, and they try to. Usually we don't have this many free throws. And then all of a sudden you come up to here and play in a game and they call a little bit tighter and we just have to adjust because those are all legitimate fouls too. But, you know, in two different games, one would be a foul and one would not be a foul. They call a lot of hand checking tonight, which I told the girls that was good for us too, to learn how to adjust the situation.
Yeah, and it was one of those games where, you know, some of those, they almost had to be called, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of whistles, and I think a lot of those, you didn't have a choice. A lot of them were you kind of got to the point in that game where they had to be called.
Yeah, very physical game, and we couldn't get started and make any points to start the game. But then after we got going, the girls settled down, and we had a really good, I couldn't say enough about our girls the second half.
Well, real quick, when you kind of get to the Christmas portion of, and you're almost there, not quite, but kind of that one-third of the season through, you get a little bit better idea of what kind of team you have. Are you satisfied with where you're at right now?
Yeah, so they're coming along pretty good right now. And, you know, I told the girls we could win. We're going to be competitive in our next seven games. We have a chance to win our next seven games. And that would be phenomenal for this program and trying to turn things around, because this program's going to go nothing but up in the future.
Well, so far so good. 3-2, that's not a bad start at this point of the season. Dave, appreciate the time.
I appreciate it too, Randy. Thanks for all your coverage. You guys do a great job, Randy.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you. Dave Romanchek, the head girls basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth. They win it 44-35. We're at halftime of the boys game. It's 33-22. Wilcox Hildreth with the lead at intermission. We'll start the third quarter right after this 30-second timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Wilcox Hildreth has possession of the basketball first to start the second half here. They work it in very quickly into Shane Farley, and Farley's back it in, and he's going to collect a little bit of a foul here as he'll head to the free throw line as he was hit on the arm. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. The free throw up and no good for Farley. And so he remains with 2 points on the evening. John Colsheen, by the way, whistled for the foul. And Iyer had him with one foul in the first half, but the scoreboard has him with only one. So I'm going to give him a foul here. That would make it two. And we'll see whether or not that was incorrect on which end. In any event, the free throw was made. The second one was up and good. And so it's now 34-22 as Farley hits the second. And in the offensive zone comes Pleasanton. Axman on the bounce. Axman at the elbow, runs into a defender, but he'll kick it out for Miller. Miller's going to drive, and then Miller is fouled. And we'll see who that was. Can't see him behind Colsheen, but it was on Dalton Penny. And so Penny's going to be picking up the foul. And to the line to shoot a couple is going to be Cale Miller. And the first one's good. Pleasanton did not really attack the basket that much, with the exception of John Colsheen in the first half. Colsheen had the only free throws in the first half for Pleasanton. And the second free throw by Miller was no good. The rebound was taken out of there by Blaine Grotholz. And on the bounce here is going to be Nelson. Nelson enters it in, backing in here is going to be Blank. Blank a little bit too strong, but an offensive rebound. Up high with the shot is Farley. Farley can't get it to go, but Farley hits another rebound, and now he'll get the bucket. So a couple of offensive rebounds and a couple of points here for Shane Farley, and it's 36-23. 6:42 to go here, third quarter. Driving is Miller on the baseline. Nice bounce pass. Hand catches it. Hand with a turnaround jumper up and good. So Dalton Hand with four in the game. With it is number four, Nelson. They enter it inside. Backing in here is going to be Penny. Penny with a jumper, bouncing on that back heel. It's no good. Offensive rebound, shot up and good for Farley. And Farley just muscling up in there, as he's done a great job of using that 6'2 frame and getting himself in great position here. Nice little penetration for Axman. Axman will take it off glass. He'll score. Penny gets a long outlet pass. He'll kick it back out. Nelson's got it. Nelson will give it back out to Blank, and we'll reset the offense. On the bounce here is going to be Grotholz. And with it is Nelson. Nelson looking on the inside. They lob it inside for Farley, and Farley shoots it. Back the iron and no good. He was point-blank range. Didn't bank it in. He could have literally laid that one up. Colsheen comes down with the rebound, and so here come the Bulldogs. Get it on the baseline, left wing here for Miller. Miller's going to work the offense around off the hands of Echol, and that kind of threw off the rhythm of that pass around the perimeter, so they'll have to reset the offense here. Echol has it. He's picked up defensively by Blank in the lane. Pass inside for Colsheen, and Colsheen's going to drive, and he missed the shot. He had a pretty good look at it there, but we've got a foul. And Colsheen is going to shoot, too. Echol with that penetration went a long way to set up Kolschin. The foul on blank is his first. Kolschin misses the free throw. He's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Blaine Eckhout going to check in here for Eckel. And the free throw, back to the heel, no good. Rebound by Groot-Hools. Up ahead here for Nelson. Nelson's going to drive all the way in. He lays it up and in. 18 in the game for Michael Nelson. Axman will dribble all the way down the corner. He's shut off by Nelson. They kick it out. Here's the three, a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Farley. And Farley, his outlet pass is intercepted. And now the pass back is going to be intercepted by Grotehul. So we swap turnovers here. And then the long pass up ahead, backing in there, shot by Blank, no good. But Blank now will go line and shoot two as he was hit on the body by Blaine Eckhout. Eckhout's second personal foul. So each team have committed two team fouls here in the second half. 40-27, Wilcox Hildreth with a 13-point lead. Make that now a 14-point lead as Clay Blank hits the shot, making it 41-27. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Kolschin. And I have Kolschin with 5 rebounds so far in the ballgame. It seems like more, though. And on the bounce is going to be Axman. Axman floats in the lane. It's short. Air ball is picked up by Blank. Blank up ahead quickly and back to Blank. So Nelson will set up the offense. They give it to Farley. Farley's backing in, and he took a little extra step with it. Yep. That'll be 10 turnovers now, unofficially on Wilcox Hildreth, compared to 6 for Pleasanton. 4:16 to go here, third quarter, 41-27. Don't forget a NFL triple header on our sister station, ESPN 1460 tomorrow. On the drive, right side, Kolschin rolled in and out and then back out. Rolled all the way around, came out of there, and rebounded by Farley, but then Farley had it tied up. So Miller's going to inbound it here on the alternating possession rule for Pleasanton. Underneath their own basket, they're going to toss it in for Axman. Axman, facing man-to-man, will give it between the circles here for Dalton Hand. Hand's going to get a little bit of a screen, and he used up his dribble. Now he'll just give it off here on the left side for Axman. Axman, ball fake, but right there defensively is Groot-Hools, so they'll have to give the ball back out here for Eckhout. Back for Axman. Axman will penetrate, kick out for Kolschin. Kolschin in and out and back in, a long deuce. Just inside the three-point line on the right wing. So Nelson has it here up by a dozen. They're going to lob it inside. Backing in here is Groot-Hools. His shot's no good. He's fighting to get the ball back. Does, and his offensive rebound. He'll put the shot up, and now he'll go line and shoot two. And he'll wipe the sweat off of his face and head to the free throw line to shoot two here. Ringo Hools hit on the arm by Hand, and we got a timeout. John Klosterman calls timeout here for Pleasanton. His team's down by a dozen, 41-29, with 3:21 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. Timeout, Dogs. We'll take it with them. 3:21 to go here, third quarter. They trail it 41-29. We're back right after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Our engineer, Stacy Johns, back in the studio. Randy Buschgutter here in Pleasanton, and unfortunately, for some reason, I can't really talk to Stacy that well when we're not on the air, so I have to tell her a Merry Christmas so I know she can hear it right now, and certainly hope that all of you have blessed holidays, as that's coming up right around the corners. And Blaine Groot-Hools here is going to try to add on to Wilcox Hildreth lead. They lead at 41-29. He's got a couple of free throws. The first one is up and good. And so that'll extend that Wilcox Hildreth lead a little bit. bending the knees, firing the free throw. Grotules uses all the rim. It rolls around. It's no good. And the loose ball rolls out of there by and into the hands of Caleb Eckel. Up high for the rebound was Clay Blank. Blank actually fell down. And if he hadn't lost his footing, he would have came down with a rebound. Axman has it here, though, for Axtell. He'll step back, and he'll try a three. It's no good. And the rebound still being fought for. I think it went off the knee. Blaine Eckhout and out of bounds. He just couldn't get his hands on it. He was engaged in hand-to-hand combat there with Ty Bennett's, and Eckhout had the ball go off of his knee. So this will be a team rebound for Wilcox Hildreth. And Nelson slowly will bring it into the offensive zone with less than 3 minutes to go in the quarter. He'll fly into the lane, hit the back of the heel on his jumper, and we got a foul whistled on a rebound, and that foul is going to be whistled on the Falcons. And it is going to be on Dalton Penny. That's going to be his second. Three team fouls whistled on Wilcox Hildreth, three on Pleasanton here in quarter number three. 42-29, Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. Pleasanton with the basketball. Miller throws it on the inside. It's on the ground. The loose ball is picked up by Colsheen. Colsheen's going to drive, dump it in underneath, and give an assist to Colsheen as Eckhout hits the shot. That was a great pass by Colsheen. Nelson enters it on the inside. Shot no good, but a foul is going to be whistled on Colsheen. They entered it inside right away to Grotules, and now he's going to go line and shoot two. And again, Wilcox Hildreth, great. Go ahead and score on us. We don't want you to do that, but if you do, we're going to run right back at you. And they waste no time getting into that offensive zone. And Grotules hits the free throw here. And that'll push the lead back out to 12. Now make it 13. 44-31. And Axman will face a little double team, throw it up ahead. Caught by Caleb Eckel. Eckel's going to kick it out. Here's Axman. Axman in that trail three situation. Doesn't get the fall. It's rebounded in underneath and not quite saved by Wilcox Hildreth. Trying to come up with the loose ball was Blaine Grotholz. And so the Dogs will inbound underneath their own basket, and there's contact. They're going to say it's before the shot. But Colsheen got the ball and pretty much was shooting all in the same motion, I thought. He kind of gives a funny look like, what do you mean I'm not shooting? In any event, it is a block of Mont Grotholz. And so Pleasanton's going to inbound it. Miller gets it in for Grotholz. He'll shoot and he'll score. And now he'll head to the line. And Colsheen with that big 6'3 frame, and I mean big frame. He's a thick kid. You got 6'2 and a skinny little beanpole. Colsheen is a solid big kid and nimble on his feet. By the way, the foul on Grotholz is his fourth. And so the 6'2 junior tries to finish the three-point play, can't, hits the back of the iron. Nelson rebounds it here for Wilcox Hildreth. Long outlet pass is going to be intercepted by Axman. Axman's going to lay it up on the drive. Shot no good. Miller pulls down the rebound. He tries a shot. It's no good. Loose ball picked up by Eckhout. Eckhout has his shot blocked by Farley. And then we've got a foul whistled in after that. Farley, when the loose ball went out, then blocked another shot, but this time they're going to say he got a little body. So heading to the line is going to be Colsheen, and he's going to shoot a couple more. Free throws, no good. It was 33-22 at halftime. Now it's 44-33. We played third quarter even. Second free throw up and good. Colsheen hits the shot. 10-point ball game here. Wilcox Hildreth with the lead and the basketball. Nelson's got it with a minute 45. He'll kick right side for Bennett's. Off the screen, here's Blank for three. No good. Colsheen pulls down the rebound. His sixth of the game, and he'll give the ball off to Axman. Axman brings it to the offensive zone, dribbles behind the back. Now he's going to hand it off to Miller. Miller back out to Axman on that left wing, and he's picked up there defensively by Nelson. And Axman still being battled by Nelson. He's used up the dribble. He'll give it off on the right side here for Miller. Miller in the lane, lost the ball off the leg of Penny, and that'll be a turnover. Kick into the corner. Here's Blank for three, and he hits the three, and we've got a whistle. a push on the rebound, I believe, away from there. They're going to count the basket. And the foul is going to be on Eckhout. And so it's going to be Wilcox-Hildreth basketball boxing out on the shot. The three for Blank is going to count. And now the Falcons will inbound it, and they'll get it right back to Blank. And his three is in and out, no good, rebounded by Hand. So the Bulldogs get the ball back here, and Axman brings in the offensive zone. They kick here in the left wing here for Hand. Hand gets it right back out for Miller. Miller's going to drive. Miller has a shot blocked, but we've got a foul. And we'll see if it's on 1-4 or 4-1 here. It's going to be on 41, Shane Farley. Farley with the help defense. Bennett was with him. And Miller is going to go line and shoot two, and the free throw is good. 48.1 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw, a little bit short. Colsheen taps it, and in the corner, we got a walk. Coming up with a loose ball was Shane Farley. Farley was trying to find somebody to pass it to. Got his kind of did a couple baby steps there, and Farley, they're going to call that a travel as he was trying to track down the loose ball. So it's inbounded here by the Bulldogs. Axman has it off of a screen. He'll kick into the corner and off the hands of Cale Miller, and that'll be a turnover. 12-point lead here for Wilcox-Hildreth. They lead at 47-35. They've got the basketball with 32 seconds to go in the quarter as they bring it across the timeline. Nelson will enter it in. Back and in is Blank. He gets it down low for Penny. Penny lost the ball in the hands of Colsheen. And Colsheen comes up with it. He'll get it off to Axman. Axman across the timeline. 16 to go. Axman gives it back to Colsheen, and Colsheen had it stuck to his chest as the pass was there. And he took an extra step with it. That'll be a turnover. Still time for Wilcox-Hildreth to do something with it here. They got 12.8, and they're walking slowly. And now they'll speed up a little bit. Nelson will break the timeline with 8 seconds to go. Nelson still on the bounce. 5 seconds left. Off of a screen. Here's Blank. Blank picked up defensively. Still has it. He'll shoot over the top of the defender. And great defense there by Echol, as Blank did not have a very good look at the basket. And Wilcox-Hildreth heads to the fourth quarter with a 47-35 lead over Pleasanton. We'll be back with quarter number four right after this timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Wilcox-Hildreth has a 47-35 lead as we head to the fourth quarter. They'll also have possession of the basketball here in Pleasanton. And inbound the ball is going to be Dalton Penny. Ty Bennett's out there with Nelson. Also Blank. And Farley. And driving immediately is going to be Nelson. Nelson lays it up and in. Found a little seam. Drove in very quickly, and he now has 20 points in the ball game. Long pass up for Colsheen. Colsheen kicks it back around the perimeter. We go with it. Axman's got it off of a screen. He thought about an NBA three, but now he'll kick it back around here for Caleb Echol. And Echol gave it away. Now gets it back. Gives it on the left side here for Miller. Miller's going to penetrate up against the pressure of Bennett. Now he's going to kick it right back out, and around the perimeter we go. Axman, he'll step into a three, and he hits the three. Brandon Axman now has 10 points in the ball game. His second three-pointer. Quickly in transition, Nelson. Nelson has a shot blocked by Colsheen. And here come the Bulldogs. Axman in the lane, a little floater up and good. Brandon Axman, a quick 5-0 run here for Pleasanton. And now it's a 9-point ball game with 7 minutes to go. game that just felt like it was in control of Wilcox Hildreth. Now it's a little bit more interesting here. They enter it back in. 5 second count should be going on. Ball fake here by Dalton Penny, and Penny hits his first field goal of the night. Gets his first points of the evening. That pushes the lead back out to 11. On the dribble here is Axman. Axman gives it off on the weave to Miller. Miller had the ball knocked down by Blank, but still the Bulldogs maintain possession. Good hands there by Hand. And it didn't mean to have that be a pun, but worked out that way. Axman will drive here a little bit. He's going to kick it out. Jumper by Echol. Echol's three is no good. Rebound by Bennett. Bennett will come out of there with it. And they'll reset the offense. They give it to Nelson. Nelson will fly in. Nelson has a shot altered by Cole Sheen. And they're going to say that Cole Sheen committed the foul. So to the line is going to be Michael Nelson. Nelson so far a perfect 2-for-2 from the line. He'll have two more free throws here. And his free throw is good. 21 in the game now for Michael Nelson. And that lead back out to a dozen for Wilcox Hildreth. Second free throw is up, a little bit short, rebounded by Colchin. And that's going to be 7 rebounds here for Colchin. And he'll give it off to Axman. Axman on the baseline, little ball fake, kicks it out for Colchin. He has his heels on the three-point arc on the right wing. They're kind of daring him to shoot it. He's going to back up a little bit. And no, not going to shoot it. He'll give it out to Axman. Now work it back around here for Echol. Echol kicks left wing, with it is Miller. Miller facing man-to-man pressure there, being put on by Grotholz. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Axman kicks on the right side for Echol. Echol on the baseline, looks inside for Colchin. Colchin off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound and now a foul. Caleb Echol got the offensive rebound, and he was hit on the arm as he put up the shot. So he'll have a couple of opportunities to cut into a 12-point Wilcox Hildreth lead. Blank whistle for the foul. That is his second. And the free throw is up and good. So now 17 in the game. Oh, excuse me, I gave it to the wrong guy. Echol with the make. He's got 3 in the game. Now 4 as he hits the second free throw. Blank was whistled for the foul. I inadvertently gave him the points. I fixed it, don't worry. Here Nelson's got it. He gave it away momentarily. Now he's going to kick it out here for Blank. Blank's going to fire a 3. He missed it, but he'll head to the line and shoot 3. .521 to go here in the fourth quarter. 52-42. Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. And at the free throw line is Clay Blank. Blank, it's the first of 3 free throw attempts. He's hit 3 threes in the game, and he misses the second. Checking in is going to be Ty Bennett. Bennett's going to come in for Dalton Penny. And Blank has another free throw left here. This one is up and good. So he hits 2 of the 3, and it's a 12-point lead here for Wilcox Hildreth. Axman across the timeline, in trouble, and stepped on the half court line, so that's over and back. They double teamed Axman, and so they turned it over. Pleasanton wants to call a timeout here. John Klosterman calls the timeout here for the Bulldogs. They trail it by a dozen, 54-42, with 5:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Bulldogs. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Well, Pleasanton has a long way to go and not a lot of time to get there. They trail at 54-42 with 5:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. And again, a pretty impressive performance tonight. Michael Nelson's got 21 points. Clay Blank has 18 here for Wilcox Hildreth. So that's where most of the heavy lifting has been done here for the Falcons. And again, very balanced scoring tonight for Pleasanton. A dozen from John Colchin. He's the leading scorer. With the bounce here is Nelson. He'll give it off on the right wing for Blank. Blank watches everybody cycle through. Ball is loose, and it's stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Caleb Eckel. As the freshman makes the play, and they'll give it off to Axman. Axman on the baseline. Shut off there defensively, looking for a cutter, and the bounce pass goes off of Hand's leg. But then after it went off his leg, I think one of the Falcons tried to reach out for it. I think it went off Farley, and so the Dogs are going to inbound it. They toss it in for Axman. Axman's going to step back and hit a three. Brandon Axman drains the three-pointer. He now has 15 in the game, including a couple of threes here in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass in the lane. Backing in there is Grotehuls, and Grotehuls takes it off glass. He's got 7 in the game. Now push that lead back out to 11. On the bounce here is Axman. Axman's going to drive the baseline, hits the back of the heel, no good. Rebounded by Blank. And Blank's going to let traffic clear, give it out to Nelson. Nelson across the timeline. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. 56-45. Cox Hildreth up by 11. On the bounce is Nelson. He's used up his dribble. And now he'll enter it inside, backing in. Now kicking it out is going to be Farley. Farley gets it out to the shooter. And Bennett tries for three. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. And Shane Farley with the offensive rebound and the bucket. He's got 9 to go with 9 rebounds. With the dribble is Axman. Axman drives in, uses his body nicely, and he's caught fire. He's got 10 points in this quarter, 17 in the game. And in the dribble, little ball fake here by Grotehuls. He'll kick it back out for Blank. Back inside, back and in is going to be Grotehuls. He'll shoot over the top of Cole Sheen, back the iron and no good, and rebounded by Axman. Axman in the offensive zone, gets a little screen, going to drive, kick. Here's the jumper by Miller, no good. Rebounded by Blank, and Blank will kick it up ahead here for Nelson. Nelson looks over the top of the defense here, and he'll take it down to the baseline. And we've got a foul, and a bucket's going to count. Driving in there is Nelson. Nelson was hit while he was in the air, changed his body, and still was able to fight that one up in the air and in. And the foul is going to be on Cole Sheen, and that is going to be his fourth. 60-47, Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. They'll be at the free throw line. We come back right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Glad you could join us here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget, all of our games are streaming live at FlatRiverPreps.com. You can follow all of our high school sports coverage on that, including photographs and print stories that we have from pretty much all the schools in our listing area. A lot of great things available there at FlatRiverPreps.com, including live streaming of all of our games. 3:07 to go here, fourth quarter. And a chance here for Nelson to finish off a three-point play. And he'll take his time at the line here. And his free throw is up and good. So he does finish off the old-school three-point play. And Cole Sheen is going to inbound here for Pleasanton. And on the bounce is going to be Axman. Axman backs up, hits a three. Wow, he's come alive here in the fourth quarter. My goodness. 11-point lead here for Wilcox Hildreth. 2:52 to go, but Axman is continuing to whittle into that. Nelson's going to drive, kick it out. Here's a three from Blank, and that one is going to go out of bounds. It hit the heel, went straight in the air, maybe a little bit further back because it hit the top of the glass and out of bounds. So here comes Axman. Axman has hit 3 three-pointers in this quarter, and he's got a screen, thought about shooting another three. And he'll kick it off now right side for Miller. Miller on the baseline. Picked up defensively by Nelson. They get it in for Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen has a shot blocked. And now he'll lean it up again. Another block and now a foul. Farley got one block in there cleanly. And the second one comes with a foul. And Cole Sheen pulled down that rebound. So I have him now with 10 rebounds. And here he's at the free throw line, and his first two free throw attempts is no good. So I got Cole Sheen with a double-double, 12 points and 10 rebounds. His second free throw was up, back of the iron, but nice shooter's touch as he gets it to roll in, and it is good. 10-point ball game now. Nelson, across the timeline, gets a little screen, has it on that right side, still backing up, 5-second count's going on, and he'll breaks it, and he'll get it on the baseline here for Dalton Penny, and Penny had a little bit of trouble handling the ball, but then found the handle, went up strong with it, and it's 63-51 after Penny's bucket. So Axman gives it in the lane, gives it for Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen on the baseline, now takes it in the lane, gives it back out to Axman. Axman is picked up there by Dalton Penny. Dalton Penny is giving Axman his full and complete attention. They get it to Miller. Miller from the free throw line. Back out for Echol. Back out for Miller now. Miller picked up defensively. Gives it to Axman. Axman, a little bit of help defense there. And we got a quick 30-second timeout for Pleasanton. Timeout Pleasanton. A 12-point lead here for Wilcox Hildreth. 63-51. Pleasanton will inbound it with a minute 35 to go in the game when we come back right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot, and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Well, Pleasanton head coach Brandon Cavan a little under the weather, so John Klosterman filling in for him tonight. And I'll tell you what, he's done a nice job. He's really taken command of this basketball team. The inbounds goes to Brandon Axman. Axman now is going to get the ball handed back to him by hand. Axman off the dribble, trying to set a screen for him. They couldn't do it, and so he'll give it off to Echol. Echol's going to kick it out. Here comes the three by hand, and hand hits the three. His first tray of the night. And they get the ball in the hands of Nelson. Nelson, across the timeline, 63-54, 9-point ball game. Nelson has it. He'll take it in the lane, a little floater up and good. So he answers right back here. And again, Wilcox Hildreth has enough of a lead. They can withstand that 3-for-2 kind of ratio. Echol on the baseline, gets it back out to the elbow, trying to penetrate here his hand. Hand's going to kick it out. Cole Sheen will fire the three. No good. Rebounded by Miller. Miller, offensive rebound and the bucket as he gets that to roll in. 40 seconds to go, 9-point ball game. With it is Nelson. Nelson with the dribble. 56-65. 9-point lead here for Wilcox Hildreth. And here comes Blank. Blank will get the ball out for Nelson. And Nelson's going to be fouled. Miller with the foul. That's going to be his second. Just playing a little keep away is Wilcox Hildreth. They're content to head to the free throw line, especially if they can put Michael Nelson there. Nelson misses the front end of a one and one, but they rebound by Ty Bennett. That's a huge rebound, and they'll reset things here. Nelson is going to go to the line again. And this time, it'll be two shots coming up for Michael Nelson, because that's now 10 team fouls whistled on the Bulldogs. 18 seconds to go, a 9-point Wilcox Hildreth lead. Make it 10. Because Nelson hits the free throw, making it 66-56. 18 seconds to go. So it appears Wilcox Hildreth will have improved to 3-2 on the season. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Cole Sheen. And Cole Sheen gets it up to Axman. Axman, top of the key for three, no good. Rebounded by Nelson, and Nelson is fouled immediately by John Cole Sheen, and that is going to be the fifth on Cole Sheen, and he starts working over to the bench, and checking in for him is going to be Blaine Eckhout. Also in, Grant Metz for the first time, and Devin Trampy. And the Falcons are going to send in four players here as well after the free throw here by Michael Nelson. Nelson's going to shoot two. Five are checking in, but somebody's going to have to wait until Michael Nelson's done with his free throw. Nelson missed the first, and if he makes the second one here, that'll end the evening for Michael Nelson. Second free throw on the way. It's good. Good job, 28 points unofficially for Michael Nelson. I have to double-check my numbers here. His evening's done. Eklund will bring in the offensive zone. He'll give it up on the right side for Miller. Miller to kick it out. Here comes a three by Grant Metz. It's no good at the buzzer, and that's your final score. Wilcox Hildreth with a 67-56 win over Pleasanton. As they improve to 3-2 on the season, Pleasanton falls to 0-5 on the year. We're going to total up some numbers, and we'll come back with the MISCO Sports post-game report. Hopefully be able to talk with Brent Heinrichs of Wilcox Hildreth. We'll do that as we start our post-game show right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank Call is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank Call from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank Call allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank Call is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods Downtown Car. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods equipment and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
And welcome back here to Pleasanton High School, where Wilcox Hildreth picks up a 67-56 win over Pleasanton. And kind enough to join us is Wilcox Hildreth head coach Brent Heinrichs. And coach, offensively, you guys really got on track from the early start. And Michael Nelson, huge night, 28 points.
Yeah, Michael played well, breaking the defense down and using his quickness to, you know, get some separation and even hit some outside shots, and got. I told him I want him to get to the line a lot because he's got the quickness, and he got several free throws tonight, I know. So, you know, offensively, we played pretty well. Defensively, not so good. I mean, we had third quarter, they had several drives right past us, and they were outworking us in the third quarter, getting second and third shots. So, you know, it's a win, and I'm glad we got out of here with a win, but we certainly don't have a void of things to work on, I'll tell you that.
Well, Shane Farley had a solid night rebounding. I had with 9 rebounds in the game. You say you weren't happy with the overall rebounding, but Shane kind of held up his end of the bargain.
He does. He's a very good rebounder. I think he had 17 last game out, and he's a very good rebounder, and he's working as hard at as his game as anybody I've ever coached. I mean, he really does. So offensively, he's working on it, and it's going to come. He needs to have patience inside and just be a little more fluid and use the backboard, and he's trying, and he'll come because he's a very hard-working kid. But, you know, we get a win here tonight, and that's what we wanted, so we're going to move on. But, you know, we have to play better defense than we did tonight. It was just too many open looks, too many easy drives to the basket. So, you know, I told him good job. We're happy about the win, but we got a lot of work to do yet.
After you got up 11, and you got up 11 fairly early in the second quarter, do you feel that that's when the letdown came, or was it pretty much the whole game?
Yeah, I mean, we're not good enough that we can just turn it on or off when we feel like it. We have got to play hard all the time, and we can't have teams out-hustling us for spurts of the game because, you know, we're just not good enough to overcome that. And like you said, we got to 11, and that's where it stayed. And it, you know, went down maybe 14, down to 8, but we weren't able to pull away. Part of that is a testament to Pleasanton. They played hard, and Cole Sheen kid inside, and the Axman kid outside and inside. But we need to be able to make plays and extend leads like that, you know. And we'll keep working.
I want to get your comments on one more player, Clay Blank. He hit 1, 2, 3 pointers in the first three quarters. Kind of got things opened up on the outside for you guys. Another night nice night shooting for him.
Well, I mean, Clay Blank, he can flat out shoot it. When he's open, I mean, I never hesitate for him to shoot when he has a clean look at the basket because he really has a nice shot. And most teams know that, and they cover him accordingly, and we try to be creative to slip him loose through various screens and whatnot. But Clay's playing well, and he's really picking up the rest of his game as well. He's a good passer. He's working on his defense. His rebounding is getting better all the time. So Clay's a very, very sound player that can just really flat out shoot it. And when he gets a clean look, I tell him to let it fly because he's got a very nice stroke.
Well, Brent, as always, good to talk to you. Congratulations. Nice win tonight.
Thank you so much, Randy.
All right. Brent Heinrichs, the head basketball coach at Wilcox Hildreth, they pick up a 67-56 win over Pleasanton. A reminder for you that you're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. All right, let's go through the numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Pleasanton, who fall to 0-5 on the season. And Brandon Axman had a huge fourth quarter. He hit 3 three-pointers, 13 points in the quarter, finished with 20 points in the ball game for Pleasanton. So Axman finished with 20 points and 4 rebounds. John Colsheim, 14 points to go with 11 rebounds, so he had a double-double. 7 points for Dalton Hand, 6 points for Cale Miller, 4 points for Caleb Echo, and 4 for Blaine Eckhout. Again, it was 33-22 Wilcox Hildreth at halftime, and Wilcox Hildreth wins this one 67-56. Leading the way for the Falcons, as we mentioned, was Michael Nelson. Nelson finished with 28 points. To go along with, I had him with 9 rebounds, so 28 points and 9 rebounds, almost a double-double. Clay Blank finished with 18 points and 5 rebounds. 9 points, 9 rebounds for Shane Farley. Blaine Groenhuls finished with 7 points and 5 rebounds. 4 points for Dalton Penny and 1 point for Ty Bennett. And Bennett's also had a couple of rebounds in there as well. And again, our final score in this one, it was Wilcox Hildreth with a 67-56 win over Pleasanton in boys basketball. The girls game also went to Wilcox Hildreth by a final of 44-35. Well, that's going to wrap up our coverage of high school basketball tonight. Don't forget tomorrow, not tomorrow, but rather Monday, we'll have more basketball for you as well, because a little bit different schedule because of the impending holiday that's coming up right around the corner. But on Monday, we'll have Boone Central Newman Grove traveling to Minden for a girl-boy doubleheader at around 5:55 on Monday night. On Tuesday, Axtell will be in Kennesaw, and we'll have coverage of that game for you on Tuesday. And then it'll be after Christmas before we have games again on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. When we have the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, we'll also have coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. They begin on the 27th and the 28th of December, respectively. Ravenna Holiday Tournament will have Centura, Loup City, and Overton. The Amherst Holiday Tournament has Amherst, Kearney Catholic, also a couple of teams outside of our area, North Platte, St. Pat's, and I think Ogallala. Yeah, Ogallala is in that tournament as well. Don't forget a triple header on our sister station on ESPN 1460, a triple header of the NFL. The Broncos will be taking on the Ravens, then the Steelers and Cowboys, Niners and Patriots, Monday Night Football, Jets and Titans, and then Tuesday we'll have Overton and Kearney Catholic for you next Tuesday night on ESPN 1460. Once again, a doubleheader sweep here for Wilcox Hildreth. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Stacey Johns back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.